Chapter 5. Chart your course with your mouth. The Bible says the captain of a great ship controls that massive ship with a small helm and compares that helm to the tongue. It says, though the tongue is a little member, it boasts great things. James 3 verse 5. Put your tongue to work and let it bring forth great things in your life. As small as your tongue is, it's the most powerful member in your body. Your tongue can take you either to heaven or to hell. It can make you rich or poor, put new clothes on your back, or dress you up in rags. It all depends on how you use it. You see people in the streets, homeless and destitute, their tongues kept them there. It doesn't matter how you got into the situation you're in. You don't have to stay there. Your tongue can stop you from receiving what you ought to have or bring it to you. It all depends on how you use it. Now, if you don't use your tongue at all, don't think nothing will happen. Something will still result from that. You know there's no such thing as a clean piece of farmland waiting to be cultivated. If the farmer doesn't sow something in the farm, it will grow something by itself, something unwanted weeds. So when you say, whatever will be, that's like you saying, well, I've cleared this piece of land. Whatever can grow there should grow. You can be sure what's going to grow there won't be nice. You can use your tongue to program yourself for a successful, tremendous life or for a life full of grief and regrets. The manufacturer, the manual, and the machine. There are several parts in a camera. Some of them may be quite complex, but when you have the manual, you can learn about these different parts and their functions. With this knowledge, you can operate the camera effectively and get the best output from it. You're a spirit being, but your physical body is a living machine. You didn't have to have a body to exist. The reason you have a body is so you can function for God in this terrestrial plane. The Bible says God gave to every seed its own body, 1 Corinthians 15 verse 38. And so, to every human spirit, he gave a human body. Now, there's a part in this machine, your body, that's so important, and it's your mouth, which houses your tongue. You may have never studied the tongue and its functions, but the Bible, God's manual, enlightens us about it. The Word of God gives us accurate information on the human body and the functions of its essential members. Some people think all their mouth is meant for is talking, eating, and drinking. These are all lesser uses of the mouth. Some even smoke and curse with it. When you study the manual, the Bible, you'll discover the most important use of the tongue and the mouth. The primary reason God gave you a mouth is clearly stated in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now the Hebrew word translated meditate is haggah, and it means to mutter or speak under your voice. When you're meditating, it means you're talking or muttering something to yourself. So when he said, thou shalt meditate, he meant, thou shalt talk the word under your voice to yourself day and night. Sometimes it may look like you're soliloquizing. You may just be standing somewhere and talking to yourself. People may look at you funny, thinking something is wrong with you. But that's what it means when the Bible says we are a peculiar people. You shouldn't be bothered by what they think or say because you're doing God's word. You're using your mouth to create the kind of circumstances you want to have. Chart your course and determine your future. A principle from the beginning. Like every great truth in the kingdom of God that the church shall learn and walk in, prophesying to your future takes its roots from the book of Genesis. When you study from Genesis chapter 1, you read, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Genesis 1, verses 1 to 2. Then it shows you something very powerful in the third verse. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. God's beautiful earth had become a chaotic mass, But the Spirit of God began to hover over, or incubate upon, the waters of the earth. Then God spoke up and said, Let there be light. And there was light. This was what God did to make the change he wanted. He spoke light into the darkness. Maybe there's chaos in your life. It could be in your finances, your family, your job, business, or academics. The Spirit of God can brood over that situation as you meditate on the Word. Speak to that situation the outcome you want to have, and the Spirit of God will swing into action to ensure you have what you say. You may be a young man, married with little kids, and life doesn't look so good. It looks like life is being unjustly hard on you. Your job or business isn't paying well. You look at your wife and kids and wonder, Dear God, what am I going to do? Stop wondering what you're going to do. I have told you what to do. Young man, learn to wake up in the night, not to read newspapers or watch movies, but to talk. When you wake up in the middle of the night, pace the floor and talk to yourself. The tighter the word pulls its strings and the harder things look, the more you should be talking. Don't let anything frighten you out of your talking. Let me tell you this. The greater the problem, the greater will be its fall before you. The higher the walls of opposition, the greater their fall will be. Satan may keep building his attack against you, but you just keep on talking, and soon enough, his resistance will break and he'll flee from you. Remember what the Bible says? If the clouds be full of rain, they empty themselves upon the earth. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 3. Just keep talking. If you haven't seen the harvest yet, don't stop. Keep talking. The power is in your mouth. Paul tells us, Don't ask who will go up to heaven to bring Christ down, and don't ask who will go down into the deep to bring him up. The word is near you, even in your mouth. Romans 10, verses 8 to 10. It's in your mouth. That money you require is in your mouth. That job or business is in your mouth. That pregnancy, that healing you've been waiting for is in your mouth. Glory to God. Talk more than you eat. You talked yourself to the place you're in right now, and you can talk your way forward from here. Your mouth was given to you to say what you want in your life. Stop talking about the things you see in the physical. It won't change that way. Say what you want instead. When you say what you want, you're functioning rightly and using your mouth for the purpose for which it was designed. In Romans 10, verse 10, Paul declares that with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. This means that with your mouth, you make the confessions. In Greek, this is homologia, which means saying the same things as God, that catapult you into salvation. That's how to enjoy the benefits of righteousness. It's all in your mouth. With your mouth, you catapult yourself into that position that you've seen in your spirit. This is a spiritual principle in the kingdom of God. If you want to move from point A to point B, you're going to have to talk yourself there. You've got to keep saying it. In fact, you've got to talk more than you eat and drink. I told you your mouth wasn't given you just for eating, drinking, and talking to and about other people. Use it to talk your future. Keep talking and let no one stop you. Keep on declaring who you are in Christ Jesus. You may have been denied promotion or some benefits that were due you in your office. Don't worry. The Bible says promotion doesn't come from the east, west, or south. It comes from God. Psalm 75, verse 6 to verse 7. What you're going to do is talk yourself to the top. Use your mouth, for that's where the miracle is. It may be in the nighttime or during the day. You may be at work or in your home. It makes no difference. Just make sure you're talking. Prophecies from years ago. Many of the great things happening in our ministry today came to us as prophecies many years ago. The Holy Spirit will speak to us and tell us about the days to come and the anointing of God's Spirit that was coming. He'd tell us that we'd preach the gospel in so many places and so many would believe. We knew these things would happen and we kept talking them for years. That's why there are no surprises at all, at least not to me. We know the reality of that scripture in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 3. He that prophesieth was speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. We were comforted by those prophecies, and today we're living in that comfort of the Holy Ghost that He brought many years ago because we're seeing the reality of those words. When our ministry was still just beginning, I tell a congregation that we're growing the largest word church in the city. Believe it or not, we're already there. It's the largest word church in the country. I remember looking at the National Stadium in Lagos, Nigeria, one day and saying, "We're going to use this place for gospel meetings and pack it out." And we did. During the Night of Bliss special on the 6th of December, 2002, we held the largest gathering ever recorded there with over 500,000 people in attendance. They filled all the grounds, parking space, etc., and all of the stadium complex. Then again, on the 6th of February, 2004, over 2.5 million people attended a single all-night service that we held in the grounds of the stadium in the city of Port Harcourt, Nigeria. The main bowl of the stadium itself was one of the several overflow spaces. The prophecies of yesteryears are the realities we're living in today. Now, I've been telling our congregation, we will network the world. I know what I'm talking about, and I really don't care whether or not someone agrees with it. I just keep declaring. We will network the world, and it's happening already. You see, everybody's got a mouth, and it's up to you to say what you want, to have or see with your own mouth. I said mine, and I had what I said, and I'm still saying it, and it's just as certain that I have what I'm saying now. Praise God forevermore.